Okay. However, lest there be any doubt, folks, that there really is a bigger plan in mind with the homosexual movement than just about equality of behavior, but it's more about the removal of Christians and, listen, the removal of free speech here in America. Let's take a look at what their actual agenda is from their own mouth that was even in the late 80s, I believe, put in the congressional record. Here's the real agenda. I'm sorry, with all due respect, if ever there was a hate crime, this has got to be it. Let's take a look.
This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th through the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy, queer, at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
Because then the real motive would be exposed. Folks, I'm sorry, with all due respect, if ever there was a hate crime, that's it. That's the irony of the situation. I am not, as a born-again Christian, and I'm not advocating any born-again Christian do this. I'm not advocating any hate, any violence, any bodily harm to you. But by your own words, your own manifesto, okay, that's exactly what your agenda is to me and to my family and to my children and to my church and my country. And we have to speak up and speak out against this movement, Christian. Get a backbone. Or we're going to continue to incur the wrath of God, and it's going to be used as the last day's tool to silence Christians and to get rid of the church. And the very book that we base our eternal destiny on, the hope of Jesus Christ on the cross, is going to become a hate book. That's where we're headed.